the ponies in the pony story were quite pleased to have arrived in County Limerick, because they knew that the other thing County Limerick was famous for was its horses. It was a nice flat county with lots of green grass that you could just munch on for hours and hours. And in fact, if you weren't careful in Limerick, in the countryside, you could become a very fat horse. So Limerick was actually a place that people decided afterwards, in the not long ago really, I suppose, that they would have people training their horses. And if you go to Limerick today, I can tell you that you will find lots and lots of very fast horse racing horses being trained in the countryside. Did you know that?
Just get on with the story.
Okay, but the four ponies of this story had no interest in what was going on today. They were back in the days when the River Shannon was able to sing and stones were able to hold conversations. And they wanted to get on with the business of getting their favourite princess. What?
They were on the lake. How could they get off?
I thought that we left them on the shores of the River Shannon.
No.
What lake? There's no lake in County Limerick. They were swept by the tsunami across the countryside, across Kerry, and landed on the border of County Limerick and County Kerry.
But you said
on the banks of the River Shannon.
They were washed.
Yes, they were washed right up over the land, across the countryside, till the tsunami ran out of steam and dropped them on the banks of the River Shannon, near Foynes.
Yes, but they were singing. And when the River Shannon was singing.
It was.
They were washing down to the sea on it.
Oh, well, look, we've obviously, I got it all wrong, but my memory is, I mean, that's the way it was told to me. That what actually happened is that they just got swept up to near Foynes. And there they were, stuck there, absolutely delighted that they could get a rest and ready to go. So they set off in the direction of Limerick City. You've actually been to Limerick City, haven't you? It wasn't a city in those days. Do you know what it was in those days when the princess was there? It was just a small little island in the middle of the River Shannon. At the point where the River Shannon, you couldn't go upstream anymore because there were rocks. Waterfalls, small waterfalls. And you couldn't take a boat any further up the river. And that's where the swans used to gather. And that was the first thing that the princess and her four horses noticed as they got to the place, which later on in history would be called Limerick City. They noticed white swans floating on the shallow banks of the river. And everything looked very pretty. Everything looked fine. This was even before there was a castle in Limerick. There was actually a very old stone fort, and there were some people living in it. But the princess had never met them, and she didn't know if they were to be feared or if they would take her in and give her a feast. She had no idea, and she was ready to jump on the back of any of her horses as soon as something happened. But she was attracted to the swans. She had always been interested in swans, and she'd never actually eaten a swan. Would you eat a swan?
No.
Do you think it would be nice to have roast swan for dinner on Sunday?
No.
Why not? We have roast chicken.
Because swans are beautiful creatures, and they don't harm anyone. They only try to protect themselves.
Yes, but aren't chickens beautiful creatures that don't harm anyone? Oh, don't get me wrong, I agree with you. It's not nice to kill a swan. It isn't. And do you know what? People usually don't kill swans. They're protected. They're what are called a protected species. But these swans in Limerick looked very juicy. They really did. And the princess was hungry. And her horses were not hungry because they had been eating the lovely green, green grass of Limerick. But the princess was famished. So, there was nothing for it, she thought, but she had to get a fishing rod. She actually had, that was the only kind of food she could see that there might be, and the River Shannon was full of salmon. So, she went looking for a fishing rod, and in those days there weren't any shops. You couldn't just go down there and say, I'd like to buy a fishing rod. You had to make your own fishing rod. So what she noticed was at the side of the river, just on the banks of the River Shannon, there were a lot of rushes growing, called bulrushes. Big, strong stalks growing out of the side of the bank of the river. And she got a great idea that she would actually try to find one of these bulrushes that had been knocked down by the wind and turn it into a fishing rod. But the problem was that she had nothing to tie on the end of it. Nothing for a line. So she couldn't actually go fishing. She had no rope, no twine, no string, nothing that she could put a hook on the end of.
All that she has to do is either find some whiskers or see if anyone has a rope.
Well, there were nobody around with ropes. In fact, the countryside, there was hardly anybody living there at the time. There was plenty of music. There was plenty of conversation going on, but there were no people. But she had nothing to make a proper fishing rod with, and even then she didn't even have a hook. And then she saw that there was a nice, big, juicy-looking trout in the shallows by the side of the river. And just on the other side of a stone, she saw that the fish was there. So she lay down gently on the side of the riverbank and didn't even breathe. She hardly moved her hand at all. She slipped her hand into the water a little bit away from the fish and she didn't move it. She kept her eye on the fish to see if the fish had moved or had noticed her. And she gently moved her arm under the water, right underneath the fish. And she brought her fingers up so slowly and she tickled the underside of the trout. The trout was big. The trout was actually heavy. And the trout had been eating plenty of food and wasn't hungry and was actually feeling a bit sleepy when the trout felt the tickling of the princess's fingers. The trout didn't move. The trout loved little princess fingers stroking the underside of its tummy. The princess was very excited. Her heart was beating like it had almost never beaten before because this was the first fish she had ever tickled. She had been told, but she had completely forgotten, that a way of catching fish is to tickle them. Most times it was just something she'd heard about and never done herself. But here she was in County Limerick, in a quiet, quiet place by the banks of the River Shannon, tickling a brown trout. As she tickled and tickled, she got more confident. She didn't give it a big tickle like I'd give you if I put my hands in under your arms and started to tickle you. This was a delicate, like as if it was done by a feather. Suddenly, she grabbed the fish as fast as she could and flicked it with her hand out of the water. She actually couldn't hold the fish, it was too slippery, but she did throw the fish right up into the air and it came down and it hit the top of one of the horses. Sparkle was not amused. Sparkle was not used to getting hit on top of the head by a flying fish. Especially since, as far as Sparkle was concerned, this was a smelly thing. Although, to the princess, this fish had no smell. But the main thing is it bounced off Sparkle's head and went sliding down Sparkle's back and came to rest at the top of Sparkle's tail. Sparkle flicked it with a horse's tail. Nothing happened. The fish wiggled. The fish was alive. The fish was on land and was squirming and ducking and diving and trying to get away from the horse, and the horse was trying to get away from the fish. When the little...
And then finally, Sparkle's butt the fish off.
Well, finally the fish, I think, got away from Sparkle. Actually, Crystal helped. Crystal put across his nose or her nose and hit the fish a tiny blow with the side of the horse's nose. And the fish moved a little bit. And at that point, a rock crashed down on top of the fish and smashed the fish and killed it. The princess had killed her very first fish. She'd never done it before. It was very, very difficult to do, but she knew that if she was going to eat, she would actually have to kill the fish. So she dropped a rock. She picked it up and she took aim and she threw it, and by a miracle, it hit the fish's head. The rock said, "Hooray!" Because rocks love killing fishes. They get very little chance to do it, because they usually just have to put up with fish swimming across on top of them. But on this occasion, this particular rock got to hit the fish a belt on top of the head. And that was how the fish was killed and was able to be cooked by the princess and the ponies by the side of the banks of the River Shannon. And I'll tell you what happens next after I collect you from school later on today.
Dad!
Yes? Yes?
How are they gonna get a barbecue?
Well, that's the point. That's what comes in the next chapter.